The 2025 Wheat Quality Council Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour traversed the Central Plains last week, with nearly six dozen participants surveying 449 wheat fields, primarily in Kansas. The estimate from the tour pegs Kansas hard red winter wheat yields for 2025 at 53 bushels per acre, 6.5 bushels higher than last year. Wheat Quality Council Executive Vice President Dave Green reports the best wheat is found in the South.
It was certainly below normal in the north central and northwest quadrant of Kansas. I think it was very good in the center of the state. And then as a positive, the south central and southwest, the numbers that came out of there and the condition of the crop was very, very good, along with northern Oklahoma.
He says northern fields are in need of moisture, and the wheat that's there is thin, suffering from a dry fall and winter. Wheat streak mosaic virus is also an issue for some of the Kansas crop. The disease is vectored by the wheat curl mite, which infests a field in autumn.
There are some bad fields out there. It is more widespread than normal, but I don't know that it's not a catastrophe.
Green believes the story of the 2025 Kansas winter wheat crop is beneficial moisture, a mild winter, and cool spring temperatures, resulting in the 53 bushel per acre projected yield. That compares to South Dakota's winter wheat crop that's estimated by USDA at 49 bushels per acre, down 14 bushels from 2024 yields. Currently, 41% of South Dakota's winter wheat is rated very poor to poor. 40% is said to be fair, and 19% is in good condition. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.